My best podcast.
Hope you're good. If you want to chat on Twitter and whatnot, it's IanTodd82 and hashtag Mondas Podcast. Hope everything's good in the whole Doctor Who world and that. Obviously, we haven't got any new episodes at the moment, but I'm going to talk a bit about the classic era, as I like to do. I will actually be doing a review of the whole Series 9 as a whole, the stuff, including the Christmas special, very soon. Basically, I'm going to talk about the Sves McCoy era and what would have happened if it hadn't been cancelled in 1989. Her backstory: I first got into Doctor Who around about 1987 when I was 5, and it got cancelled in the 89 obviously when I was 7, so it was a rubbish time to get into it. The last two seasons were brilliant, the McCoy era, and you know, the first series was a bit it had some crap stuff. Dragonfire was really good, but Time and Ronnie etc was bad, but yeah, I really liked the last two series that they did, and not that long ago, went to Perivale as well to have a look round, and that was weird. It just felt like a normal place, you know, but just a normal suburban street in London. But yeah, I really like the mythos building up the dark doctor who was in charge. He knew what was actually happening. But it was interesting to see if, you know, I mean, the ratings were low and all that, but what would have happened if they'd actually done another one more series, because apparently they were going to do one more series with McCoy, and then Ace was going to leave halfway through the series to be replaced. I mean, all this is obviously out there. If you search on iTunes, I don't know if it's still there, but I did a Mondas podcast with Andrew Cartmell. So if you search Ian Todd, Andrew Cartmell, and also Blue Box as well, they did a Blue Box podcast, did a chat with Andrew Cartmell as well. Very interesting guy, very nice. But obviously, yeah, he was very heavily involved in where the show was going. So apparently, season 27 was going to be Ace was going to end up going to Gallifrey to train to be a Time Lady, which would be interesting. Because obviously, in the last two series, he was almost testing Ace. You know, he was kind of putting in different situations, fears, etc. You know. So if you want to check out Big Finish, I've also done some McCoy and Sophie Aldred's adventures, which were based on the original kind of concepts and ideas and all that were going to be planned for the series. Obviously, nothing had been properly written or anything. There's a new companion going to be coming in who was a safecracker, and apparently they made plans. Say Andrew Cartmell, Ben Aaronovitch and Mark Platt had been doing tentative plans and stuff. I don't know if JNT would have still been involved in them, but I mean, there was also plans for a new console as well. But you know, it would be interesting to see what they'd done. Imagine if we would have had another Doctor after that as well. What you know, because obviously now it's just set in stone. We had the new adventures, and then we had the TV movie and stuff. But what would have happened? Would the Doctor have got darker still? Well, you know, that would be an interesting. I just really like this era, and I think it would be interesting to see. It's natural. I mean, not everything gets a natural ending in life. Same with TV shows get cancelled and stuff like that, but been interesting to see where it would have went. Obviously, we've got the Big Finish to see, you know, vaguely where it would have went, but it would be nice to actually see visually on the actual screen. So there's lots of stuff to look up online about this, but definitely try to check out the Big Finish audio adventures. But yeah, season 27, it would have been very, very interesting to see what sort of dark areas, and seeing Ace turn into a Time Lady would have been a nice twist. So I just thought I'd have a quick ramble about the potential of what could have been if the hiatus hadn't happened. You never know, one day I might do a full episode about the Dark Dimension, the 1993 special that was never made. You never know. Thanks very much for listening. Check us out on iTunes, any nice comments, reviews, etc., and on Twitter. Thanks very much for your time. Take care. Bye.
Mondas podcast.
My best podcast.